You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, friends, to Sacred Space. We are on day 18 of our preparation to the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let us begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is day 18, and we'll reflect on the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Mary's role is to bring us face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified. But what if when we're there with him, face to face, we don't feel moved? What if we stand before a crucifix, ponder the Lord's passion, and feel little or nothing? What if our hearts are hard and insensitive because of our sins? This happens. We all sin, and sin hardens hearts. Dryness and desolation also happen, regardless of our sins. Whatever the reason, our hearts can be cold and unfeeling, and this can be a problem. Thankfully, the one who has a sinless, perfect, immaculate heart will help us. She'll give us her compassionate heart. She'll even let us live in her heart, if only we'll give her ours. During our week with St. Louis de Montfort, we learned that when we consecrate ourselves to Mary, we give our whole selves to her, and Mary then gives her whole self to us. The emphasis that week was on merits. If we give our merits to Mary, she gives her merits to us. This is a marvelous thing. Yet Mother Teresa gives a bit of a different emphasis to all this. Her concern is with the heart. In other words, her version of total consecration to Mary focuses on a kind of exchange of hearts. We give Mary our hearts, and she gives us her Immaculate Heart. For Mother Teresa, this gift of Mary's heart through consecration essentially means two things that are expressed by two simple prayers. Lend me your heart and keep me in your most pure heart. First, lend me your heart. By this prayer, Mother Teresa asked Our Lady to give her the love of her heart. In other words, she says, Mary, help me to love with the perfect love of your Immaculate Heart. Remember, Mother Teresa's passionate desire was to satiate the thirst of Jesus for love, and she wanted to do this in the best possible way. What better way to love Jesus than with the perfect, humble, immaculate heart of his mother. Here, Mother Teresa found the secret to living out her vocation to the full. Mary, lend me your immaculate heart. But can Mary really give us her heart? Of course, there's something piously poetic in this idea, yet there's truth in it. When Mother Teresa often said to Mary, lend me your heart, she meant it. Did she suppose that the physical organ of the heart would be removed from her body and that Mary would come down from heaven and give her hers? Of course not. The physical organ of the heart itself is but a symbol of a deeper spiritual reality. The heart refers to one's inner life and the seat of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now we come to the heart of the matter. Recall our week with St. Maximilian Kolbe and how we emphasized the bond between the Holy Spirit and Mary. He said that Mary is a spouse of the Holy Spirit and that their union goes even deeper than a spousal union. He went on to say things like this: the Holy Spirit does not act except through the Immaculata, his spouse. Hence, she is the mediatrix of all the graces of the Holy Spirit. So if we want to love Jesus completely, ardently, and perfectly, as did Mother Teresa, then we need his Spirit of love, and Mary Immaculate brings him to us. Let us pray. Mary, lend us your heart. Bring us the Spirit. Pray that our hardened hearts would burn with love for Jesus. Help set our hearts on fire with love for him. The second prayer is, keep me in your most pure heart. Or state it more fully when praise, Immaculate Heart of Mary, keep me in your most pure heart so that I may please Jesus through you, in you, and with you. This part of Mother Teresa's consecration to Mary is the most profound. She's not just asking for Mary's heart to be in her, but for her to be in Mary's heart. So this is a prayer to love Jesus through Mary, in Mary and with Mary. This is something more than simply having Mary lend us her heart. To understand and live it requires a loving dependence and profound union with Mary. The day after tomorrow, we'll cover what this means and how we get there. Tomorrow, we'll learn more about Mary's attitude of heart. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, keep me in your pure and immaculate heart. And that, dear friends, ends day 18, and I would like to leave you with the following to reflect upon. When we ask for Mary to lend us her heart, we're asking to share in her own inner life. The human heart represents a spiritual reality of inner life and the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit's grace and love. This preparation for consecration includes a focus on your inner life and relationship of love with the Holy Spirit. What is your relationship with the Holy Spirit like now? And how will Mary's heart confirm and strengthen this relationship?
Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, burn away my fears.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbeau, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.